I could not speak for a long time. This is an honor. It really is. So the fifth step. Well, before I got there, I had to do all the rest. And I never thought I was an alcoholic. I didn't even know what an alcoholic was. I grew up in New York, and I thought an alcoholic was the bum who slept in the street or hid around the liquor store or never had a job and none of that kind of stuff. So to me, that was the alcoholic. I wasn't. I had a sister that was an alcoholic, and I know that. She didn't know it. Well, maybe she did. But I know it. I seen her go in and out of detoxes, which was hospitals, so I figured she was just not feeling good. And she drank. She drank hard liquor all day, all afternoon, all night. She died from this illness at 33, so I know she was an alcoholic. And I didn't know how to identify, so I compared. You know, I had a job. She didn't have a job. She drank Georgie Baca. I drank beer. She didn't work, I worked. You know, all that kind of stuff that we think we're identifying, but we're really comparing. And that's what I did. And I never had any intentions of ever stopping drinking. I didn't have no intentions of stopping drinking when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous. I had other problems, and I went somewhere else. And those people scared me to death. I mean, they were real loud, wild, everything. I didn't belong in there. Oh, my God, the stories that they had, I hadn't done. I went to work every day, you know. So I had a friend that was in Alcoholics Anonymous. So I said, let me come over here to learn how not to do that, and then I can go back to my peaceful life with me and my beer, and everything will be okay. There definitely was nothing wrong with my life. I was grown, and so I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, and I began to concede that maybe I might be an alcoholic, even though I drank every single day. There was not a day went by that I didn't have a drink, but to me, beer was just beer. Alcohol was that hard stuff. But anyway, I drank every day. There was nothing wrong with my life, but I came in here and I got into this book, and I found out that everything on page 52 was definitely wrong with me for a while I was in here. But I didn't understand that, you know. So, I conceded that I was an alcoholic, and yeah, maybe my life was a little unmanageable, but I was doing a good job. So I took a hostage early on in my recovery. We gonna do this together. I'ma teach him this book, which I didn't even know myself. But me and the hostage, we went away, we met some people. The people helped us. I knew about what was going on inside my body when I drank, and I knew why I couldn't stop drinking, and I knew how messed up my life was inside, not outside. But I didn't understand the spiritual part, and me and my hostage, we were Mr. and Mrs. AA in New York, and we would get home, and we were fighting like cats and dogs. Never fish, just mouth to mouth, you know. So we went away, we met a man, he taught us, he was talking about something going on inside, we didn't understand it. I know today it was God doing for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. But anyway, we watched this man and we ran around with this man and we learned a whole lot of stuff from this man. And I could accept the first step. But I had this God, I had a God, and I came in here with a God. But my conception of God was just truly mixed. It was like he was a get-you God, the one I seen on my mother's wall. He was not my color, none of this stuff. Then I grew up in the time when I walked on 125th Street and it was like black power, and I'm like, well, where's my God? You know, where's my God? I had to keep coming, of course. And I was a grown woman with this, you know. Anyway, so, okay, I got an understanding that I didn't really have a relationship with. I wasn't turning nothing over to God because there were better people than me that he would do something for. He definitely wasn't going to do anything for me. But anyway, I'll go along with this. And I didn't think I did anything to anybody anyway. My life was good. So it was made a decision to turn my will and my life and all that kind of stuff. Those were words to me, but it's okay, I could do that too. But I knew one thing, that I better find something, because I was beginning to understand that if I didn't do something, I was going to drink again. And if I drank, I was going to do something else again. And I didn't want to do that. So it was time for me, you know, I had to do this fourth step. And I picked a woman sponsor, and I was like, you know, and I didn't have hardly no time. And I was like, you know, I'm ready to do this fourth step. And she was like, you're not ready. No, you can't do it. No, you don't even know what you're doing. And I was like, okay. So I went to find somebody else. And I said, I got to do this fourth step because I can't do the rest until I do that. And I didn't do anything to anybody. So I found a guy. I had a lot of books. And he said, go for it. So I did the fourth step. I don't know what I did. It didn't make no sense. But anyway, I did it. And so then we came to this fifth step thing. Now, for some reason, I didn't have a problem telling him anything that was on that paper, because as you understand, I didn't do anything to anybody. And everything was good. But as we was going through this paper, I was realizing that a lot of the things I put down on that paper, I wasn't the victim. I became the perpetrator of almost everything that went on that paper. And I was like, okay. So, at that time I had did many, many, and since that time I've done many, many fourths, many, many fifths, listened to many, many fourths, many, many fifths. I've learned quite a lot and everything. And then I came to this group. Okay, so what was y'all gonna teach me? Because I knew everything. I know everything. So, okay, I'm going to do this. So I did steps one. I reflected back on that stuff. Step two, okay, I'm ready. Step three, okay. Step four, that's not a big deal. I've been doing this. And I did step four. So we came to this step five. And, you know, I sat down with my sponsor. And I sat down with my sponsor, and now we're going to do step five. So, you know, okay, what am I trying to get? A new attitude. And I looked at it, and, you know, my attitude sometimes was not like it's supposed to be for as long as I've been here. And, you know, a relationship. I know I need a relationship with my creator. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm an alcoholic, that I'll be until the day I die. And if, God forbid, that relationship does not stay intact, I will drink again, and I will use again, and I don't ever want to do that. My life has been really, really great, and it wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad. I keep getting glimpses, but I didn't think it was bad, but I don't ever want to go back there again. Not ever. I didn't lose a lot of possessions. I lost my soul. I was dead when I came in here. I was dead. But anyway, I came to this here group, and I'm getting a new relationship with my creator and everything. And if I skip this step, I might drink again. And then I had a little Nazi. She was like, okay, we got to do this. Come on, we got to do this. I'm like, okay. So we got to read, and you got to call me. And I'm not into calling people like... Okay, but we got to read, and okay, what you got, and what you color, and what did I color, and what did I, so we kept doing all that and everything. So then came the day, and I got to page 73, and it's like, okay, so I'm like the actor, you know, I look at this, and I don't understand how they could write a book where everything attains to me, and they didn't even know me. I wasn't even born when they wrote the book. Yes, I was. But I wasn't even born. I might have been thought of, but I wasn't born when they wrote this book. But the more I get into this book, the more it's about me. And sometimes I am very much the actor. And to the outer world, I want them to see one thing. To the inner world, I want me to see something else, which I noticed. Especially to my husband. He must see me, though. I'm all these here people. I'm the the Miss AA, and I'm the Miss Wife, and I'm the Miss Housewife, and I don't like to clean, but I'm the Miss Housewife, and I don't like to cook, but you know, all of that, I'm all of these people balled up into one. And but he could see right through it. He sees through everything. So to the outer world, I present a stage character, but sometimes I know that that's really not what God sees. And I know that God doesn't see what I do out here. God sees what's in there, and sometimes it's just not. It's not. But anyway, so here we are with this fourth step, and I'm gonna do this with this person. So we get to start going through it, and I'm going through it, and I'm telling her all of this stuff and everything, and even some stuff that I never told some people, I was telling her. And I kept saying to myself, what's wrong with you? Why are you saying that? Why are you, I just let it all out. And so, okay, so we got to the end of the fourth step. And I'm like, okay. We got to the end of the fifth step. I'm like, okay, so she going home now. Not the little Nazi. She pulled out a book. She turned over in the chair. She said, now you go ahead and do your hour. And you look over the book. And you get out the paper. And I'm just going to sit here. I'm like, what? She wasn't leaving. I mean, you go home and you take the book down from the shelf and you do what you're going to do and all that kind of stuff and you spend an hour with, no, she wasn't going nowhere. So I was admitting to God and to myself and to her. And I'm like, God, she's not leaving. So, okay. So, okay, the hour was gone. So I'm like, okay, now the hour is over. Maybe she's leaving now. No, she wasn't leaving. I'm like, what are we going to do now? We did some more stuff. But anyway, I got through this. Never before have I done the stuff that I did since I've been here. It's like I was told by somebody the other day that the set-aside prayer, I don't really use it because I know too much. No, that's not true. I've learned quite a bit in this room. One of the things I've learned was how to keep my mouth shut through a whole meeting. The great I am who know everything, now I know how to sit in a meeting and I don't say a word. And even though I might be thinking it, I don't open my mouth, and that's something I got from this room. I'm still afraid. I don't like speaking. This was the worst part of Alcoholics Anonymous for me. I don't like speaking. I could do one-on-one. I could do workshops. But to sit and have to tell the truth and all about me, I don't like that too much. But and this meeting right here, I scared to death to come and do this because, you know, y'all get all into y'all. Pick through the words and everything. Y'all just get all in it. And I'm like, well, I guess I could. But anyway, the promises on the fifth step, I know they talk about the promises of the ninth step. I find promises in every step. And I love the promises of the fifth step, which is we pocket our pride and go to it. Illuminating every twist of character. And I did that. I told everything. Everything. Even some stuff I wasn't supposed to tell, I told. But I told everything. And withholding nothing, I was delighted. One of the things that I found in this here book, I've learned that they would ask me how free did I really want to be. And it all had to do with the fifth step. It's like, I want to be free. And there's a part in here where it says, where is it? It says, oh, that's why I can't find it because I skipped the page. It says, we think well before we choose the person or persons with whom to take this intimate and confidential step. And for me, I found that there's no end to where you could go with these steps. So with one fourth step, I could do it with one person. I could take that same fourth step and do it with another person. And I could take that same fourth step and do it with multiple people. And when I do it with multiple people, it seems like multiple fifth steps, and I get freer and freer and freer, and that's one of the things that I got from this one, because even though I did multiple fourths, I even did this fourth step with one of my sponsees, but it's just every time that I speak the same fourth step is different. It's like, you know, I guess I do get freer and freer. So I've been in the habit of doing multiple. I don't know. It's like, how free do I want to be? I want to be really free. And it seems to work because I'm happy and everything every day. The only thing I worry about is my dog. Not even my husband is, but just my dog. But the promises, and I really, really got these because I really got closer to my creator in here. Is the most important thing, and it's not so much the drink problem anymore, even though it is the drink problem behind every other problem, but I'm beginning to see how my illness is out to kill me in other ways, not just alcohol and other things that it knows I won't do. So food, me being a diabetic, candy, it's just doing all kind of things, and it has me doing all kind of things to shorten my days. And the days are really good. I don't want to really shorten them, but my illness is doing that to me. Okay. I remember when I did a few of my first or earlier fourth steps and fifth steps, I didn't know what this was talking about. I knew that I was supposed to return home and sit for an hour, and I knew I was supposed to thank God from the bottom of my heart and all of that. And I knew I was supposed to look on page 58 or 50, you know, look where the steps are and see if I did them. But when I got down to this, is our work solid so far? Yeah, I thought so. Are the stones properly in place? And I was like, what stones? I had no idea what stones they was talking about. I've since learned what the stones are. They're just the steps. The first stone, willingness, the foundation stone. Second step, belief, believing in that. That'll keep me. To me, the most important stone is the third step stone, my God stone. Because without that, and you know, when you look at the ark, it holds the whole thing together. Without that, it's going to fall. So then your fourth step, your fifth step, and those are the stones. But I didn't know what stones they were talking about at the beginning. And have we skimped on cement put into the foundation? And what I didn't know what that meant, but I do now because I found that's on page 17 and, you know, stuff like that. And have we tried to make mortar without sand? And I understand that Bill W. was a writer who liked to writing pictures, you know. So this is the builder. You know, the cornerstone, that's the first stone put on the building where you got the numbers and all of that. It's like, oh my God, the foundation is in. That's the first stone. Boom, the cornerstone. A very important stone. So, like, if I'm believing and if I continue to believe, then I can continue to build these arcs and I can continue to be able to come to places like this and speak in front of people like y'all and not be so afraid and grow, because I don't have anywhere to go. There's nowhere else for me to go. And I need to constantly learn. And even though somebody told me that I ain't really learned, I just know too much, I did have an exceptional experience with you all. And I'm not done. What has happened was I've been pursuing spiritual stuff over here, which is going to change in January. Because all of that time is going to move to a later time, which will open up the 1 o'clock slot. And I can come back here. And I can bring my little doggy, and I could come and continue to learn with y'all, because y'all have taught me a lot. A lot. I love her to death. I love her to death. When I grew up, I want to be just like her. She's always good. We used to do that, you know. We used to go all the time. My mother used to call us the jet setters. I look at Camille, and she's always going. But she's always in my heart and in my mind. Thank y'all for letting me share. Wow. Thank you.